This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Governor Roy Cooper announced today that North Carolina will remain in the modified phase two of its reopening plan for three more weeks. He also announced that residents will be required to wear face masks in public. Joining us to talk about these announcements is WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. Claire, why is the state staying in phase two instead of moving into phase three?
Well, North Carolina health officials have been saying for about the past 2 weeks that the state's coronavirus numbers are moving in the wrong direction. So we've seen increases in the number of people in the hospital because of the coronavirus, more people going to the emergency room with coronavirus-like symptoms, and more coronavirus cases. Here's what Governor Roy Cooper said today.
The numbers we see are a stark warning, and we must pay attention. I'm concerned. As we've watched and studied and dissected these numbers in recent weeks, that concern has grown. Since the beginning of this pandemic, I've been clear that data and science would lead the way. In following that standard, it's clear that our numbers will keep us from moving ahead into the next phase of easing restrictions.
And just to give you some specifics on those numbers, today the state reported 906 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. And today we also had 1,721 new cases. That's the second highest number of new daily cases that the state has ever reported.
And Claire, if you could speak just a little louder so we can hear you better. What does it mean that the state is staying in phase two? Bars and gyms still won't reopen?
Right. So it basically keeps us exactly where we are. So bars, gyms, bowling alleys, yoga studios, those will all stay closed until at least July 17th. We should note that the state General Assembly did pass a bill that would have allowed bars and gyms to reopen with reduced capacity. The governor vetoed that bill last week, but actually right now the House is debating ahead of a vote on whether to override that veto. So if that override bill passes the House, the Senate could take it up tomorrow. But one Democratic member of Mecklenburg's House delegation said today he's confident that the GOP doesn't have enough Democratic support to override that veto.
Okay, so tell us about this new mask requirement. When will North Carolina residents be required to wear one, and what is the reasoning behind it?
Right. So the governor said today people will be required to wear masks when they're out in public and not able to be 6 feet away from other people. So it will also require employees and customers of places like grocery stores and restaurants to wear them. Here's Governor Cooper again.
You can go outside and exercise and walk as long as you're not within 6 feet of other people without a mask. But public places, we want people to do this. As we said, the science is overwhelming.
So health officials have said the reason behind wearing a mask is that it's scientifically proven to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. It catches those droplets, those respiratory droplets, to keep you from spreading it to other people. And that mask requirement takes effect on Monday. According to Cooper's executive order, people can't get cited for not wearing a mask, but businesses who don't comply could be cited by law enforcement.
And Claire, you've been out there talking to a lot of people over the past couple of months. What are people saying in terms of why they are not wearing masks?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to whether you feel like you are vulnerable to the coronavirus. And I think that that's kind of a false equivalency. So if you think that you are somehow immune to the virus, and what science has shown and what some recent studies have shown is that wearing a mask is really important. Even if you think you don't have the coronavirus, you could still have it. You don't always have symptoms. So it really keeps you from spreading those germs to other people.
And Claire, did the governor give any update on schools and what reopening could look like there?
Yeah, nothing specific. He did say he'll make an announcement about schools next week, and he kept mentioning getting kids back to school as a kind of incentive to level out our coronavirus numbers.
Well, Claire, thanks for that update.
Thanks.
That's WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly.